July 7th, 2005, 52 people died in the 7/7 attacks in the London subway system. Every country has its iconic terrorist attack. Today was the UK's turn. London, United Kingdom. 9/11 was obviously a big deal. Nearly 3,000 dead. Iconic buildings like the Twin Towers in New York and the Pentagon attacked. A country which had luckily not been on the receiving end of terrorism suddenly found itself there. Nothing before or since remotely approached the death toll or economic loss. I hope nothing ever does. The phrase 9/11 has now become part of our vocabulary. We refer to the current historic age as the post-9/11 period. Everything, or nearly everything, is measured against it. And that goes for other attacks in other countries. Spain had its 9/11, the March 2004 attacks in Madrid. France did too, the November 2015 Stade de France and Bataclan Theatre attacks. While both resulted in casualties orders of magnitude lower than the original 9/11, they were indeed significant for the citizens of their countries. On this day in 2005, the UK had its turn. On July 7th of that year, four suicide bombers boarded the London Tube and a double-decker bus and exploded their backpacks, killing themselves and 52 people. More than 700 were injured. The UK was, of course, no stranger to terrorism. It had been beset by the Irish nationalist variety for decades. This was different. This one was not tied to the Irish cause. This was Al-Qaeda AQ. This was Islamist terrorism. The four suicide bombers were identified as Shehzad Tanweer at Aldgate Station, Haseeb Hussain, Tavistock Square, Muhammad Siddiqui Khan, Edgware Road, and Jermaine Morris Lindsay, responsible for the King's Cross Russell Square attack on the bus. The attack had a significant impact on Londoners and all Brits. Nevertheless, in a sign of solidarity, the world brought up Keep Calm and Carry On t-shirts, borrowed from a World War II public campaign to show fortitude against Nazi Germany. There were a lot of knockoffs as well. I saw one that said, "Keep calm and drink vodka." Seriously? The UK has suffered many, many other Islamist terrorist attacks since 2005, but 7/7 will always have a special place in that country's recent history.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.